The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning, good afternoon, and
good evening,
wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia. I thought you were going to take my cues away.
I can't because we're in harmony.
Oh, I see.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, good.
Welcome to Being Here.
The name of the show is Being Here, and today's episode. You like that
today's
word?
Exciting episode. Da-da-da-da-da.
Is on harmony.
Yes, we have lots to talk about. I love that analogy of being a fish swimming upstream in your life. Sometimes you feel like you're really going against the flow.
Well, you know, we work in New York City, and sometimes we get there just around rush hour when everybody's running to the railroad station, and the New Yorker Hotel is right across the street from Penn Station, and so sometimes there are these huge crowds of people going in the direction we're coming from. So we're swimming upstream against them. And if we resist that, we are in disharmony. And if we relax into it, we flow between the people. We are harmonious.
So the easiest way to have harmony in general,
in your life, in all aspects of your life,
and
specific
in this show,
is listening.
You betcha.
Because if you slow down enough to hear what another person is saying from their point of view, not whether you agree or disagree or whatever you think about it, but to hear their point of view, that will create harmony. See, especially if you don't have to automatically, mechanically rail against what somebody's saying because you're already upset or disturbed.
By the way, it also includes listening to your intuition. So it's like, I know I'm actually...
You're digressing?
I'm digressing.
But we can't digress. It's our show.
That's right. You know, we talk about listening to another to hear what they have to say from their perspective.
But you also need to listen to hear what your truth is in the matter of your life.
So you don't actually have to agree or disagree with anyone. You actually have a truth, a body truth. And when you're operating consistent with your body truth, you're living in harmony. If you do things that are outside of your own integrity to keep a boyfriend.
Or make money.
That's a good one.
Because people will sell their soul to make money. They call it business.
You're very funny.
I am. I even laugh at me.
You know, there are three basic principles of instantaneous transformation, and let's talk about them.
First one is anything you resist dominates your life. So if you are resisting something, that's what you think about, it engulfs you, it takes you over. Anything you resist persists, it grows stronger, and it dominates your life. First principle.
And by the way, that is one of the major culprits in being disharmonious. You're resisting something.
Or someone.
Second principle.
Second principle. No two things. No two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So in this moment of now, you can only be exactly where you are. You can't be different than you are in this moment. If you're listening to this show, if you're sitting down, you could only be sitting down. If you're standing, if you're washing the dishes, well, you may not be washing dishes. I don't know.
You might be if you have a headset on.
Yeah, but
you never know. People could have it on our MP3.
People usually have resistance to washing dishes, so there's a stack of dishes there. Anyway, second principle says you can only have your life be exactly as it is in the current moment of your life. Now, an example of this is the photograph. You like that?
I do.
If you take a photograph of yourself, in the moment that the shutter opens and closes and captures your image, in that moment, you could only be the way you were in that moment. You can't be any different. So life comes in a series of moments of now, and they can only be what they are. And if you resist them, you get stuck with what you're resisting. That's the first principle. Second one says it can only be the way it is in the current moment. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be that way forever, because the moment keeps changing. The third principle is
anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself, actually falls back into harmony.
Right. If you don't judge it or yourself.
Or anyone else. It's a non-judgmental seeing.
We call it awareness. See, when you become aware of something, you don't have to rail against it or agree with it. You can just see it as it is, and that's enough.
Can I make up a new definition for awareness?
Yes, please.
Okay, I have a new definition.
I'm ready. I'm listening.
Maybe it's three words.
Okay.
Kindness and compassion. When you're kind to yourself about what you see, when you're compassionate about what you see, it's fairly synonymous with awareness. It's seeing something without judging it.
It's like being a scientist. I mean, a scientist doesn't get rah-rah over what they're looking at. They see it for what it is if they're doing good science. They don't judge it.
You know, positively or negatively.
That's why they do double-blind tests, because the scientist affects the outcome of the experiment if he knows, or he or she, more she's these days than he's in science, perhaps, know what they are trying to prove, then they will find ways of manipulating it, even if they don't want to. The mind is very devious that way.
We are.
Okay. So what are we talking down?
You know, Shai was mentioning about how when we drive into the city, I think the inspiration to this show, at least partially, came from a friend of ours, Belle, who was talking to us at a Monday Night Alive, our New York City Instantaneous Transformation evenings. And she was talking after having attended a weekend with us, and where she had fallen back into sync with herself. And she said that she actually has a reverse commute. She commutes into New Jersey and gets to the PATH train just as all the people who are coming to work in downtown Manhattan are spilling off the trains in the morning. And she used to just really fight it and feel like a salmon swimming upstream and actually have negative comments in her mind, just hate those people. You know, why don't you just get out of the way? And she found it interesting that when she stopped fighting in her thoughts, it was as if they parted and it was a dance. It was no longer this fight to get to work. That the fight was actually inside of her, and she had been, for lack of a better word, projecting it out on the world around her.
That's a good word. Now, that's a really good word, because, see, a lot of what we experience in our lives are projections from our way of looking at life and our agreement or disagreement with how our lives are showing up.
Well, you actually know that. All of you know that. When you're upset, things that don't normally bother you
are upsetting, disturbing, irritating.
And when you are centered, it's so much easier.
When you're in harmony, everything is like a beautiful melody.
Have you noticed that Shai and I finish each other's sentences?
We do.
Got to remind you all that it's our style of communication.
Otherwise, you might get annoyed.
Disharmonious.
Disharmonious. You might get annoyed with us. We've actually had hate mail from people who disagree with our style of communicating. They think that I dominate her, or even sometimes that she dominates me.
Now, how silly is that? If you don't like our style, you really should listen to a different station. Why would you want to subject us on you?
Right, really.
Subject you to us. Well, you know what I mean.
Us to you, you to us, it's all the same.
You know, harmony, we were looking up harmony in the dictionary, and it was a very interesting definition. I didn't actually expect it. It said it's a combination of parts into a pleasing or agreeable whole. and it talked about congruity and being appropriate. And as Shai and I discussed it, we realized that when you're being here in the moment, when you're in your center, you're naturally harmonious, you're naturally appropriate to your life. And if you're not, chances are you're speeding through life trying to get
somewhere, right?
Or you're dragging your feet through life trying to resist something, as if this moment isn't everything.
Why don't we take a caller?
We shall.
Have a caller.
Yes, Mena, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cambridge, England.
Cambridge, England, UK.
It is so lovely to hear your voice.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. I'm really enjoying slowing down and listening to you guys.
How is little Oscar?
Yes, he's very well, and Arthur's very well, and he was just 6 weeks old yesterday.
That's great.
Awesome.
You're getting enough sleep.
No,
it's
going really well, and I'm actually really shocked by how well parenthood is going, and because Arthur and I think remind ourselves a lot with your principles and about surrendering and all of that, and the only thing is that I still have in my mind the idea that when I am off center, or when I resist my lack of sleep or Oscar crying or something, then I think I'm not doing it well enough, or I don't know whether I have high standards or expectations for myself, or I feel like...
You do. You have high standards and expectations for yourself.
It's not about not resisting things in your life, Mena. It's about noticing when you are resisting without judging it. Because nobody wants their child, for instance, to be colicky and crying for 6 hours at a time. And I know that Oscar went through a bout of colic where he was extremely uncomfortable, and he voiced that discomfort in the only way he knew how.
Yeah.
And there had to be moments when that was uncomfortable as well.
Yeah.
And then you have to give yourself a break. Be kind to yourself for the fact that you just don't like it.
Okay.
So, Mena, we'd like to give you more time to answer your questions
and to be with you, but...
We have to go to a break now. So,
can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Are you ready? Shall you help us count it out here? Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
That's
right.
Okay.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. You know, having Mena on the phone reminds us that we are actually coming to Cambridge in June. The 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of June, we are doing the Step Into Your Brilliance Weekend, and you are invited.
Yes.
Still with us, Mena?
Yes.
Excellent. So did you have a question for us today?
Yes, I mean, you've answered it also partly because I was just wondering about how I could be more centered, I suppose, and
more
centered.
Centered. You can't be.
Okay.
Like that answer? See,
well,
you can't be more centered.
I feel a sense of relief when you say that.
Right. You can't be more centered than you are in any given moment. So if in one moment you're not as centered as you think you ought to be, that's the only way you can be in that moment. If you get woken up by Oscar crying in the middle of the night and you haven't had enough sleep and you're a little bit cranky yourself, that's the only way you could be in that moment. Now, if you're kind to yourself, if you see your cranky nature and you don't make yourself wrong for it and you don't beat up on yourself,
and if you say to Archer, man, am I feeling cranky?
And that's enough for the cranky to go away, because that's the third principle. If you just identify it without judging it, without fighting it, without trying to change it, it's over.
Mm.
This is about magic. This is not about working on yourself. The whole idea of instantaneous transformation is magic, really. It's a possibility that didn't exist before because people think... See, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. We're not going to therapeutize you. You don't want to try to fix you.
You're not saying, well, you know, when you were a child.
But so we've all been raised in this psychological approach that you have to work on yourself to get yourself better. We found that if you leave yourself alone, you'll get better really quick. If you stop picking on yourself to try to fit into the system of the culture that you were raised in, that you were enculturated into, if you allow yourself to discover who you are rather than stick to the story that you've told yourself, which was formed by a child who didn't really know much of anything.
Mm. You also have an interesting picture of what centered looks like. Do you center like being up and down, straight up and down, you know, centered, standing centered? But if you were to be walking a steep hill, for instance, you'd lean into the incline.
And that would be centered.
Uh-huh.
And if you tried to be straight up and down, you'd probably fall over backwards.
Yes.
So your pictures are kind of biting you in the behind. It's not, you know, maybe you are a whole lot more centered than you know.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a hint for how to be a better parent, okay?
Okay.
When you're with Oscar, be with him. Don't get lost in thinking what you have to do, deadlines.
What you wish you could be getting done if he weren't crying.
All that. If he's crying, be with him crying and stop trying to get him to stop crying. Just be with him. He'll probably stop crying. But when you put a pressure on you, you put a pressure on him because he's in this amazingly sensitive time right now where everything is being absorbed.
Right.
He's downloading his system. This is what it looks like for an infant. They download the system called the culture they grow up in.
Wow.
And basically, you can have them downloading that everything is cool.
Or you could have them downloading that everything is upsetting and disturbing. Choose one. And it has to do with you, because, see, he's around you. So if you allow yourself to get upset and disturbed, which is an indulgence, by the way, if you allow yourself to do that, then that's going to become his way of being. You don't need to set him up that way. You can set him up to win.
Yeah.
But mind you, 90...
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking that sort of 90% of the time it's very smooth and surrendered, and it's just that extra little bit where I'm thinking, oh, I should be centered all the time, and then I, you know, worry that I'm affecting him negatively because I'm not.
Oh, you know, we have a close friend who had two children. They wanted a third, two close friends, because we're friends with the husband and wife, and they wanted a third, and so they wanted three, but they got three.
They
ended
got
up with triplets. And
oh gosh.
Yes.
Yes, oh
so,
gosh.
So with the youngest, the oldest, when we first were we were leaving their apartment, and the mother was coming with us. We were going out to lunch or something, and there was a babysitter. They had to take care of the little child, and she got down on the floor and cried and screamed and stomped
her feet.
Don't
leave, Mommy.
And our friend said to
stepped over, walked out the door,
and when we got
the
outside,
door.
She said she'll handle it with a therapist when she grows up.
and I really love it, because she would frequently say, oh, just one more thing she can talk to the therapist about. And I actually know the children now that they're older, and I would be shocked if they ever go into therapy.
Because her straightness and way of being, she and her husband had taken a lot of seminars with us over the years, and they really learned about being in the moment and being kind to themselves and not picking on themselves. And that has an immense effect on children.
Yes, I really... I feel that with my relationship as well, because I always had this idea that parenthood would be just incredibly difficult and it would really have a difficult effect on my marriage. But since my husband and I have attended so many of your seminars, and it's incredible. It's not how I thought it would be at all.
Well,
because of how we are now.
That's right. Good for you.
Well, I have a question. While you're talking to us now, are you standing or are you sitting?
I'm actually lying on my sofa.
Okay, so you're lying on your sofa. Now, lean to one side or the other, like lean on a side slightly so that you're... You ready? You done that?
Yeah.
Now, in this moment, how could you possibly be more centered than you are?
No, I couldn't.
Okay, I'll let you relax again, but it's like in any given moment, how could you possibly be different than you are?
Yeah.
Only in your thoughts can you be different.
And they lie.
Yeah.
And your thoughts are not the truth.
It's amazing. I had an amazing experience the other day, and I was in the car with Arthur and Oscar, and I said to Arthur, oh, I'm feeling really irritated, and I don't know why. And then I remembered, I said, oh, and Errol and Shia say that it doesn't mean anything, and I don't have to attribute it to anything. And it was so amazing, because in the next minute, I didn't feel like that anymore.
That's right.
And I
was so
shocked.
Frequently, when you attribute your feeling upset to something, you keep it in place. Because there's this thing called false cause, where you blame something as the cause of your upset, but it's not really the cause. That's a false cause. And if you false cause something, it stays in place. If you tell the truth about something, it usually clears up in that instant.
Wow. You know, sometimes, like if you're on your way to visit somebody, you start acting in harmony with their way of being before you even get there. So there's also the possibility, too, Mena, that you can feel irritated or aggravated, and that's the what you're about to go meet. And if you let yourself be okay with having been aggravated...
You can actually transform that aggravated person before you get there.
Wow.
Because it goes both ways.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, it really happens for us before radio shows, before speaking with clients. We often start morphing here in New Jersey, where we start feeling in concert with whomever we're about to speak with. And because we don't fight it, it gives us information, and we don't have to act it out. Just like you did with Archer, you said, I'm feeling aggravated. It's different than speaking through the aggravation. You're reporting about it. And that's such a brilliant thing to do, Mena.
That's so true, because we were on our way to visit a doctor at the hospital, and he... You know, he had that kind of in him, and it calmed down when we sat down and we spoke with him and so on.
Yeah. So you were going to the doctor, but you were healing him. That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
It is cool.
Oh, I love listening to you guys. It's wonderful.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Mena. Lovely, lovely having you on the call today. And we're also looking forward to seeing you in Hamburg when we come in the spring.
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm very much looking forward to it, too. We all are.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Bye.
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 Well, what do we do?
Shall we take a break?
I think it would be a good idea.
Let's do that. We'll take a break, but we'll be back shortly, everybody. Come on back. Don't miss being here.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. You know, it's going to be less than a month, and we'll be back in New York City for Monday Night Live on February 13th, and we're doing a special evening on the theme of relationships. If you're in Europe, the international conference call on Valentine's Day the 14th, will also be on the theme of relationships. So if you are available for either of those, you are most welcome and you're invited.
And we're almost finished writing our new book on relationships.
Yeah, it should be coming out soon. So, we have a caller on the
line.
You there, Ursula?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
It's so exciting to be on this call. Really, well, I am in New York at the moment visiting in my last bit of my sabbatical, and picking up as many workshops as I can from you.
Excellent.
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, we love having you around. It's like having a visiting dignitary in from Europe.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes. Well, I was thinking on harmony, you know, what a question Just lately, I have relaxed so much into my life that I'm really comfortable, and I can feel every now and then how I get so anxious. I get anxious to lose it, and it comes and goes, you know, and I want to grab it, and I know that, you know, grabbing is not the thing to do. And when I meet with people, or I'm in contact with people over the day and everyday things, and I see that they're in pain or they're really not in harmony, and my heart goes out to them, but I feel like I can't do anything about it. And but it's like a huge pull to get out of that harmony. And I sort of don't know what to do with that.
So you say you don't know what to do with the people around you who you find in pain?
Yes. Because it's almost like I have a bad conscience that I'm not feeling that bad.
Well, there's a lot of agreement in the universe, Ursula, that if you're being responsible, you should feel bad for all the suffering that's happening in the world. But I don't think that that makes the suffering disappear. I think you can be a poster child for what's possible. I think you can be a an inspiration to people. Not by your talking down to them, but by your living your life as fully and as brilliantly as you can. The other thing is, it dawned on me, this show is about harmony.
Yes.
And you're a voice teacher and singer and pianist. And so you need to be in harmony with the people you're playing music with.
Yes.
So what does it take for you to be in harmony with the people you're creating, music with?
Listening.
It also takes not fighting with them. It's like if they're going at a slow rhythm and you think they should go faster and you fight with that, you create disharmony.
I do, yeah.
If you are making them wrong for the way they are, you create disharmony?
Yes, I would, yeah.
But the other thing is, your analogy that you feel bad that you are living well when other people aren't, let's take it to a singing analogy, because I think that's really good. Some people are very talented musically and other people aren't. And if I take a look at, if I listen to somebody who's singing with perfect pitch, who has a very clear tone, and they're singing and it's ringing like a bell, it brings me pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either dim down your voice so that you fit in with other people, or you can lead the way, you can inspire. Sometimes it's almost like water cascading down my skin, getting goosebumps when I hear somebody who's mm-hmm. singing very clear. And you can live your life that way. It's not in competition with other people. It's not against them. It's not for them. It's just in integrity with yourself.
An expression of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I would say, being purely self-absorbed, that you should tell them about transformation. See, I mean, you know, but if I leave my own self-interest out of it, I would tell them about transformation. Because when we met you, you were not in harmony with your life.
No, I wasn't.
You were a good singer, but you still were not in harmony with life.
No, I kept looking and looking and looking, and every now and then I had a moment where I found it, and then I lost it again, and I didn't know why. And it was all a really dragging sort of sad experience, really. And it's I can hardly remember how that was.
Well, all you have to do is look at those people that you feel sorry for, and you'll remember how it was, because they're striving to achieve what they think is better than where they are. So they have not learned to slow down enough to appreciate the current moment of their life as it is, because this is their life in that moment.
The other thing is, you can actually support people in having those things they want by, but it's a different way. It's about getting here rather than getting over there.
The other thing, Ursula, is you're already doing it, because a lot of your students, your mother, your friends have attended our workshops since you told them about it.
In fact, there's lots of different hubs now that call into the international call from Switzerland, and it all originated with you.
Mm.
But, you know, I really see it, how taking care of other people creates harmony in your life. It really happened for our friend Eric, who up in the Boston area got excited about possibility and is starting a meetup group up in the Boston area to share transformation. People are being inspired to come up from New York the same way he was traveling down to New York to do Mondays and weekends. And I really see that if you allow yourself to stand in your greatness about things you're inspired about and be willing to share that with other people, it will pull you out of thinking about yourself and worrying about yourself and worrying about your life. And a concern about whether or not it's going to last in the future, whenever you're worrying about that, you've already stepped out of the moment.
Yeah.
It won't last. It's going to be different. Moment to moment is different.
Life is different. You know, I speak to different people, and sometimes I say to somebody, how you doing? They say, oh, you know, everything's the same old, same old. Well, it's not same old in our life. Every day is a different, unique experience. I don't feel the same every day. I don't interact with the same things, the same people. I'm not having the same thoughts I had yesterday. There's a possibility of your life being this ever-expanding expression of you, you know, where you are experiencing your life moment by moment newly, and that's what's available. But we human beings get lost in these chains of thoughts that, suppress us. Our own thoughts imprison us in what's possible. So we don't see what's possible. We only can see what we know. And that's one of the beauties of transformation. You get outside that system that you function in, and you discover there's a whole new world that exists simultaneous to the world you've been living in.
That's so amazing, you know, that it actually exists simultaneously. And that just, you know, gets me every time. But on the note that you were saying before, you know, sharing transformation, I really want to invite everybody to come to Hamburg. I live in Switzerland normally, so I go to the Hamburg workshops regularly, and the next one will be, will actually be two workshops. On Thursday, the 29th of March, we're going to have the Freedom to Breathe, a wonderful, wonderful one-day workshop that is so easy. And on the weekend following, like the 30th of March, 31st of March, and the 1st of April, will be I've forgotten it.
The Secrets of Wonderful Relationships.
Absolutely. So excited. Exactly. So please, whoever listens to that and it struck a chord with them, it's come along. Just be there.
Now, how harmonious do you feel now?
Oh, poor. On a scale of 1 to 1,000.
You know, expressing yourself and expressing your passions into life, this happens to be one of yours, but expressing yourself into your life creates harmony. You know, holding back, you tend to go dim.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I can't thank you enough. It's just wonderful. And I can see how it creates so many possibilities for so many people. You know, you're wonderful.
As are you, Ursula, as are you. Thank you for calling into the show today.
You're so welcome.
Yes. Really, really a treat having you.
And enjoy your time in New York. And we'll see you
soon
when we do.
Absolutely. You'll hear me on the 14th.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, so we're looking at harmony. And harmony is a symptom of being here, being in the moment.
And on that note, we're going to take a break, but we'll be back shortly. So come on back and don't miss
Being Here.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
Speaking of sharing transformation, we suggest that if you're finding these shows of value, you share them with your friends. It's so easy to do these days. You can send the link via email or on Facebook or Twitter. You can tell people, pick up the phone. You can get together. And
people still pick up the phone these days?
Every once in a while they do.
I thought the phones were obsolete.
Yeah, you could text. You can text it and say, hey, listen to this. But share the show. Share it with your friends. You create a reality out there. The same way we were talking with Mena, that if somebody's aggravated, you can feel it before you get there. Well, if somebody is in a state of well-being, you can feel it as well. So the wider you create your community with a deeper sense of well-being, the easier it'll be for you to maintain it yourself.
Well, you know, there was a long time ago when I lived up in Maine, many years ago now, because I was 32, I'm 70, so figure it out. 38 years ago, I took a workshop that was a transformational workshop, and I told everybody I knew up there about it. And I actually created a community of people who traveled to Boston to do that workshop. And I did it for my own survival, because I realized that these people were complaining and in pain in their lives, and if I could do anything to support them in being more harmonious and happier and more well in themselves, then my interactions with them would be easier for me. So I was selfish, but in a way, quite selflessly, being willing to share
a new possibility.
A new possibility, yeah.
Yeah. We have a caller. Let's take her.
Okay.
Sonia.
Hello,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hanover in Germany.
Hanover in Germany.
I hear your voice has us smiling.
Yes,
we're grinning here in New Jersey.
So how are you?
I'm fine. I'm actually calm, really down the last minutes listening to you. So I really feel great now.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent.
It's amazing how it's a communicable ease.
Yes, transformation is a communicable ease as opposed to dis-ease. It's kind of like harmony.
Do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, was thinking about I'm find myself lately running after things I have to do, so I don't have the time to pause or something like this, and I can't catch up with the things I'm doing. So, yeah, there are a lot of unfinished things, and I don't know how to get it done.
I'll tell you what we discovered today, or rediscovered. We have been very busy with projects, and in doing so, there were lots of projects that had little incompletions in them. There were things that were normally pretty meticulous with the dishes, but Shai looked down and said, wow, look, we have multiple sets of cups here from where we had sat to work on this project, and we kept bringing new cups of tea. And we just took a moment to slow down from the forward momentum of the things we were getting done to attend to our environment. And it made such a difference.
It didn't take long.
It took 10 minutes, 15 minutes maybe.
But we cleared up so much stuff, and that made it was as though we cut lines that were attaching us to anchors that were slowing us down.
So in our bid to get things complete and get ahead on the, quote, important things, we were getting slower and slower because we had left the seemingly unimportant things done. And when we
undone,
and we just took a few minutes to slow down and be with them, it was amazing how much easier it was because our environment became harmonious.
Oh, that sounds great! Yeah, that's the experience I make. I've talked about earlier I'm sorry.
That's okay.
When I told you that I'm slowing down while the call is,
yes, while you're listening to the show.
Yes, right. And, I'm feeling really, really better than.
Okay, I have something else for you.
Yes.
See, I think that when you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, you're also thinking about everything that you have to do as well.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And that is the biggest source of stress in your life, really.
Now, mind you, no two things can occupy the same Sonia at the same time. So if you're doing an activity and thinking about something else, you're actually in a very, very short time frame toggling back and forth between what you're actually doing and what you're thinking about.
So you're not getting what you're doing done anywhere near as effectively or efficiently as you could.
And it's really dissatisfying. And oddly enough, it's how most of us have been trained to operate.
They call it multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit like just now you had to slow yourself down a little bit so that the English would come out well for you, so that you didn't feel tongue-tied. In a way, it's really about slowing down to do just what you're doing. And you can trust yourself. You're going to get the other things done. It'll just be a lot easier and more elegant if you let them go while you're doing what you're doing. And I'll tell you a hint that's really worked great for me.
as Shai and I have been working on this project, as he mentioned, we're finishing this book. It's there have been lots of different pieces, so we can be in the midst of editing a page, and I can remember something that needs to get done. If I write it down on a list, then I can forget about it until it's time to pick up the next thing to do. And that way, it allows me to calm down so I don't have to think about those things or try to hold on to them when we're in the midst of an activity.
If you're trying to hold on to things, your mind can only hold on to so much at one time. And it's like trying to listen. You're on a telephone with somebody, listening to them, and somebody starts talking to you, then you can't understand either one of those conversations. Have you noticed that?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so if you train yourself to just do what you're doing rather than worry about what else you have to do, you'll get a lot more done.
Okay, yeah.
And there'll be a lot less stress. Because, you see, you can't do anything else other than what you're doing in that moment.
You know, I actually think Mena gave all of us a real hint earlier. She was talking about the pressure she feels inside herself to do it better and her standards and to do better and be better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I really think that giving ourselves a break and being kind to yourself, Sonia, I know we talk about that a lot on our radio shows, and this isn't the first episode we've talked about being kind to yourself, but I guarantee you, you're very rigorous with yourself. You're hard or harsher within yourself. You try to make yourself do more as if you're not doing enough.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking I'm not doing it good enough or right enough or
Well, if you see that, Sonia, if you see that your internal conversation says that to you, then you can disregard it. And we know you.
Yes.
And you are not a lazy person.
You know, some people we might tell them, hey, you really need to get to work. But that isn't something I would tell you.
I would tell you to do what you're doing rather than think about what else you have to do.
Okay.
I have a question. Have you ever heard a song like on a radio or you've listened to it and then you find yourself humming it or singing it throughout the day?
Yes.
Well, that's a little bit like the song, I Have to Do More. Or I have to do better. It's just a song you overheard in your childhood, and it's a tape in there, and it plays. And when it says it, you actually think it's you saying that about you, rather than it's a song. And you don't have to listen to that music. You can be in harmony with this moment, include that you have that, but you don't have to be dictated by it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, really great. That's nice. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, it is nice.
Thank you very much, guys.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks for calling in today.
We really appreciate it. Yeah. Hope to see you
in Hamburg.
Yeah, absolutely. See you there.
Excellent.
See you there. That's great.
Hey, for those of you in the United States, you want to come a little closer. In March, on the 9th through the 11th, we're doing the Simplicity course about living your life with simplicity, how to dissolve stress, fear, worry, and guilt. And you're invited.
And not only are you invited, you're worthy. You deserve to live a life without stress and fear and worry and guilt. So you're welcome to join us. It's not that difficult to get to New York.
Yeah, and there's some great people there.
Right.
You know, it's been our pleasure being with you today. We really appreciate having this show. It's lovely to have listeners like you.
And it's lovely to have a co-host like you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I love working in harmony with you.
I love working in harmony with you.
What my life's about. Well, we have to go. We appreciate having been with you all today. And so I guess it's time to say,
come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here. Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.